弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
请那个文森帮我打一下那个 PowerPoint 好吗
？So we'll have some PowerPoint on slide.
那这个题目实际是在主在去年年底的时候，就让我有一直思想。
So this topic started from last year.
因为我在当时在这个主日学的时候教小孩子这个保罗他受审的几次的经历。
So as I was teaching the Sunday school, I shared about how Paul experienced the Lord.
在年初的时候，我们约一号一起读那个提摩太后书第一章、第二章。
And then in the beginning of the year that we study the first and second Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说：“你不要看你自己年轻。”
And Paul told Timothy that do not see yourself as young.
要靠着主刚强。
But be strong, depending on the Lord.
靠着主刚强这个词就摸着，一直摸着我。
And depending on the Lord to be strong, this verse actually touched me.
所以我在主面前，感谢主给我一点时间可以思想他的话。
And I thank the Lord to give me time to meditate on this.
那在我寻求的时候，除了保罗自己之外，神还给我另外一个人物。
And beside Paul, this person, God also revealed to me another person.
两个人物。
God revealed two more persons from the Bible.
一个就是扫罗。
One is Saul.
一个就是莫迪凯。
And the other one is Mardukai.
这三个人都是便雅悯。
So today my topic is the descendants.
我先解释一下什么是刚强。
And let me first explain what is be strong.
第一次在圣经出现刚强是天使牵着罗德的手。
The first time the Bible says about be strong is when the angel holds the hand of
Lot 把罗德和的一家四口
the part of Solomon
刚强的意思就是抓
so be strong is to grab on
对是抓抓是一个被动的词
and it's a passive word
那我们的得救今天也是靠着主自己的刚强
so our salvation is also depend on God's strength
把我们从罪恶过犯里
To pull us out from sin and transgression.
把我们从我们自己和罪里面。
And to pull us out from our own sins and transgression.
把我们抓出来。
To take us out.
今天我们靠着主能够刚强。
Today we can depend on the Lord to be strong.
如果大家可以想象一下的话。
So imagine this.
就像我们在窑匠的手中。
Just like we are in the hand of a potter.
我们就是那个泥巴。
We are the mud.
那个泥巴被拣选出来
，The mud was being chosen，
把里面的杂质筛掉
，and rinse out all the unnecessary material，
剩下可用的
，and was left，
加上清水
，added water，
就是圣灵在我们里面的充满
，and it's like filled with Holy Spirit，
把我们和成泥
，this to mold us into the
在外面虽
Look like mud.
但是在
But inside we have the
还不纯净就碎掉了。
Sometimes the mud is not
的制作它。
And continue to try to mold it.
直到它做成了它的样子。
until it become the shape that he wants.
就把它放在火炉里面。
It was put into a oven.
让它经过火的试炼。
And through the fire, refining.
被烧。
Being burned.
烧够了。
Under enough heat.
拿出来。
Check it out.
就成为了贵重可用的器皿。
And it become this precious utensil.
今天耶稣他死而复活的时候。
Today, Jesus died and resurrected.
他对多马说。
And he told Thomas.
你用你的手探入我的钉痕。
Use your hand to touch my hand with holes.
他复活之后。
After he resurrected.
对彼得说。
He told Peter.
这里有鱼饼炭火。
Here is fish and fire.
但是你要
little lamb.
你要牧养我的羊群。
And you have to shepherd my.
我要借着人的手牵你到一个你不愿意的地方。
I will use my hand to take you to a place that you don't want to.
只等到。你见我面的时候
，Until the time you see me again，
这是抓
，And this is the a term of hope。
这是主靠着主我们刚强
，And this is depend counting on the Lord to be strong。
不是靠着我们自己里面天然的力量
，Not to depend on our own nature，
而是我们愿意把自己交在主的手里面
，But we are willing to put ourselves into the Lord。
让他去捏
，Let him squeeze us。
让他去烤。
Let him toast us.
让他去塑造。
And let him mold us.
什么是壮胆
？And God is courageous.
壮胆的意思就是更刚强一点点，一点不是跟别人比。
And it's not comparing to others.
甚至不是跟仇敌比。
And it's not comparing to your enemy，
就是比我们现在的光景更刚强一点。
But compared to yourself, current condition that molded by the，
我们已经在主面前许多的预备了。
We have been prepared，
所能够想象的。
And the supersede。What we can imagine.
我们所面临的环境
the,
超过我们心里面的力量
supersede what we can,
超过我们祷告的范围 也超过我们的
and override our will
情况来的时候，你有
一个人，
你还是软弱
，or you become weak。 action come.
在我们应用上。
And that is to be grabbed by God.
什么是壮胆?
And what is to be courageous?
你要抓住主。
You need to grab onto God.
有的时候我们手抓不住。
And sometimes your hand loose.
你再用力一点。
And grab it stronger.
因为主的手从来没有放弃过。
Because our God's hand never let go.
我们感觉可能觉得我们抓不住了。
Sometimes we felt like we are losing it.
但是我们再抓一点
，But try it again，
再抓紧一点点的时间
，And hold on to the time，
这就是壮胆
，And this is to be courageous。
什么是刚强？就是我们背起十字架
，And what is courageous is to hold the cross。
什么是壮胆？你要跟随主
，And to follow the Lord。
我们不能只起背着十字架
，And we continue to hold on to the cross，
不跟随主
，And not follow the Lord。
刚强还不够。
And the strength is not enough.
我们还要壮胆。
We need to be courageous.
什么是刚强？就是经历神的爱的供应。
And to be courageous is to experience God's love.
什么是壮胆？就是你给出爱。
And what is courageous is that you are willing to give out love.
什么是刚强？就是你靠着主，神恢复你。
And what is courageous is depend counting on the Lord that
the Lord
will restore you and to comfort you.
什么是壮胆？就是你完全的可以赦免。
And what is courageous is that you are forgiven.
什么是刚强？是我们不要去这种局促不安，被 self-conscious.
And what is courageous is that we would not be unrest and be self-conscious.
是 not to.
And not to be self-conscious.
Not to win the argument.
And not to always want to win an argument.
那不是刚强。
And that is not courageous.
但是主在我们里面对我们的对付。
And Lord is dealing with us.
是我们的选择。
Is our choice.
翻到下一页哈。
The next line.
便雅悯是以色列的最小的儿子。
Benjamin is the youngest son of Israel.
老年得子。
And he got the son at his very old age.
也是他最爱的孩子。
And the beloved son.
多年之后。
Many years later.
他们进入了迦南。
They went into Canaan.
在四世纪最后一章的里面。
In the book of Judges, last chapter.
就是这个最小的儿子这个族类已经被其他的弟兄给灭绝了。
This youngest son's tribe was destroyed by other sons.
那时候征战之后，虽然以色列其他的族赢了。
After different battles, other tribes won.
但是他们里面没有一点点的族已经没有了。
Because one tribe is lost.
你知道，在我们在以色列的历史上有很多很多我们当。学习的功课。
In the history of Israelites, there are many lessons for us.
当以色列人被他们自埃及地为奴，被主拯救出来的时候
，When they were still slaves in Egypt and being saved and brought out by the Lord,
他们遇见一个很重要的一个战役。
They encounter a argument.
就是跟亚玛利人的征战。
And that is the battles with Amalek.
那天的征战里面。神很奇妙
，God is a miracle。
他没有，本来是云柱、火柱是跟随着以色列人的。
The fire cloud and the fire pillar and cloud were following the Israelites。
我想那天云柱与火柱也是与他们同在。
I believe that day the fire pillar and cloud were there。
但耶和华神的显现不是靠着那些荣耀的云柱。
But the Lord's appearance did not depend on those。
而是靠着一个不起眼的木杖。
But appeared through a rock,
就是耶和华的杖。
And that is the Jehovah's rock.
摩西、户尔、亚伦在山上。
Moses and Aaron were on the mount.
为下面约书亚和那拣选的军兵祷告。
Praying for the army of Israelites.
在主面前呼求。
and pray, pleading before the Lord.
他们手举到一个地步，没法再举了。
They raised their arms to a point that they couldn't hold on anymore.
当他手软弱的时候，你发觉耶和华的军队就软弱。
When their arms start weakening, the army of Israelites
start failing.
当他手
再举起来的时候
，When their arm is raised up again,
耶和华的军队又刚强。
The army of the Lord is strong again.
有的时候我们看从摩西的眼光看下面。
Sometimes we you use the eyes of Moses to look down.
但是如果从约书亚和那些重兵的眼光你看摩西的时候
，But if you look at Moses as the eye of Joshua.
你发觉当他们征战在下面征战面对仇敌的时候
，As they were fighting the army enemies.
摩西的手就是耶和华的旌旗举起来的时候
，Moses' arms hold up.
它里面就突然就有力量。
Then they have the strength in them.
当他软弱的时候
，When Moses starts getting weak.
他们的里面力量也衰残。
And their fighting power also.
敌人就胜过他们。敌人就胜过他们。
And the enemies overcome them.
后来亚伦户尔一起帮助他们扶住他的手。
So Aaron and Ur helped to raise his arms.
一直到他们征战全营。
Until the end of the battles.
在最后的时候，在创世纪17:14-16这样说。
And in the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 16 it says
耶和华对摩西说我要将亚玛利亚的名号从天下全然涂抹了你要将这话写在书上做纪念又念给约书亚听摩西做了一座坛起名叫耶和华尼西就是耶和华是我的旌旗的意思又说耶和华已经起了誓必世世代代和亚玛利亚人
Then the Lord said to Moses, write this in the book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly wipe out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and named it, The Lord is my banner. And he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation.
我们知道亚玛利亚人是我们肉体的代表。
We know Amalek represents our flesh.
这个是永远好像争不掉的。
This is something that would never leave us.
但是是神的旨意，让我们世世代代与亚玛利人征战。
But it's God's will that we will have war against Amalek from
generation
to generation.
今天是我们基督徒所经历的。
And this is our experience as Christian today.
那时候耶和华是给他们的命令。
And in those days, the Lord gave them command.
我们常常用这段时间。联系到我们的祷告的生活。
And we use this to connect to our prayers life.
什么是不住的祷告
？What is non-ceasing praying？
圣经上说，常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
The Bible says always pray and to be joyful.
有的时候这句话常常会让我们，特别是当我们年轻，对主在主的话语上不熟练的时候，常常会变成我们的一个刺一样。
As we are not mature enough in the Lord, this verse actually become a thorn to us.
因为在我们的生活里面没有办法做到我们不住的、永远的、持续的祷告。
Because it's hard in our life to continue to pray and non-stopping praying.
所以很多的时候，哎呀，我发觉祷告不应许，是不是我们祷告的太少了
？And sometimes we've thought that our prayer is not answered. Are we praying too little?
当然是我们祷告越多是越好。
Of course, if we pray more, it's better.
但是，我举个例子，如果是你一个上班的姊妹
，So let me give you an example. If a sister, go to work.
你早上7点起床，或者更早起床
，As you woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
照顾一些家就匆忙出门了
，And then take care of the house and leave.
你大概6-7回家
，And you return home around 6-7 o'clock.
你回家之后呢，你又爱你的孩子，爱你的。丈夫做了晚饭给他们吃。
And because of your love to your family, you also make dinner to your.
大家都很 happy 之后，最后你还是管你孩子作业，最后逼着你丈夫洗碗。
And then you force your husband to wash dishes.
啊，完了之后，差不多你都完了，大概是9点了。
And then at the end, it's about 9 o'clock at night.
有时候可能更晚十点钟。
And maybe sometimes even later.
你还想起你在远东的父母要给他打个电话。
And then you remember your parents in Asia, so you want to call them.
一聊半个小时。
And then you take 30 minutes to talk to them.
那时候大概十点半了。
So that time is already 10.
你如果再不睡觉的话，第二天早上起来，你可能就没法起床。
If you don't go to bed at that time, you is hard to get up the next morning.
这就是我们很多人的生活。
Isn't this our daily life?
你大概只有半个小时的时间剩下来。
You only have half an hour left for yourself.
但是如果你相不相信
，So do you believe this?
你这个半个小时完全交给主。
If you give this half an hour.Totally to the Lord.
你的生命就会有奇妙的改变。
Your life will completely change.
你虽然只有这半个小时的时间。
Even though you only have this 30 minutes.
但是这半个小时你完全让主得着，完全让主使用。
But you allow the Lord to totally have this 30 minutes.
你坚持不懈的把这个半小时给主。
And you insisted on giving this half an hour to the Lord.
你就没有再停止祷告。
Then you did not stop praying.
虽然我们只有半个小时的时间。
So we only have this half an hour.
但是主的手是奇妙的。
But Lord's hand is miracle.
他让五饼二鱼让五千个人吃饱。
He turned two fish and five bread to feed 5,000 people.
他会让你这个半个小时是不断的加增 ，multiply。
And he will multiply this 30 minutes that you gave him.
你发现你没有时间的，你变成有时间了。
And you will see that your busy hours will turn.
你发现你其他很多的时间可以亲近主了。
And then you will find out more time to get close to the Lord.
有的时候我们也是祷告的时候，我们是不是在灵里面跟主交通
？And in our prayer, we have this fellowship with.
你在灵里面的感觉又是怎么样子
？And how's your spiritual feeling?
为什么我祷告主不应许
？How come my prayer was not answered?
你祷告是从信心进门的。
Our prayer has to enter through faith.
也是靠信心成就的。
And has to accomplish through faith.
你这半个小时需要 quality 有质量的时间。
And these 30 minutes has to be quality time.
即使你说主啊救我，你是从心里面发出心底里相信的主，你来救我。
Even though when you say please save me, Lord, and you have to believe in.
你要靠着主刚强。
And you have to depend on the Lord to be strong.
圣灵的祷告是谁做的？
And who gave you this spiritual praying?
是圣灵做的。
Is done by the Holy Spirit.
当你来到主面前，是那无限的圣灵就充满在你的里面。
As you come before the Lord, the Holy Spirit pour down onto you.
圣灵是无限量的。
And the Holy Spirit is infinite.
当你经历主的时候，你信心就更加的被他增强。
And when you come close to the Lord, you have more faith.
更加要抓住主。
Grab onto the Lord.
我很早的时候，二十年前了啊。
Early time about 20 years ago.
讲到我一个自己的一个经历。
I have this personal experience.
那个梁宗信在下面啊，那个梁宗信到我们家去。
And our brother Liang came to our home.
那时候梁妈妈，我真是很爱主的一个姊妹。
And his mom is a loving sister.
他问我你有没有被圣灵充满啊？
She was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我是有也不敢确定，你知道吗
？And I was young and uncertain.
她说我们祷告。
So she said we pray.
那我们就一起祷告。
And we prayed together.
那天主没给我方言啊。
And Lord did not give me tongue.
但是呢，我们跟他一起几个弟兄姊妹一起祷告的时候
，But as we prayed together with a few brothers and sisters,
让我里面有个特别的一个经历。
And I have this special experience.
你知道吗？我梦到是不是梦见我碰见人最大的手，你知道谁的手吗
？And I touched this huge hand. Do you know whose hand?
那个一个美国的篮球运动员叫 Patrick Ewing， 他的手。
Is the hand of this basketball player?
Patrick Ewing， 他的个子是七尺高。
He is 7 feet tall.
他的肩膀大概有这么宽。
His shoulder was very wide.
Right.很瘦，但是很高。
He's thin, but he's very tall.
他的手有这么大。
And his
从我的手到我的这里这么大。
And his hand is as big as my.
我跟他握手，我就像我那个像一个小 baby 一样，你知道吗
？And my hand looked like a baby hand to him.
但是那天我跟我们姊妹还有两弟兄我们一起祷告的时候
，But as we were praying with Brother Liang and his mom,
我发觉我的手啊，我没有方言，但是我的手突然好像。 变得很大很大很大很大。
And I suddenly felt like my hand became so big.
那两个手把自己抓的，好像是抓的都痛。
And I hold on to my own hand
to the
point that I feel pain.
我今天准备这段圣经的时候才发觉。
As I prepare this fellowship today.
那天我们来到主的面前。
That day when we came before the Lord.
就是单一的信。
That is the faith.
那天是主的手抓着我的手。
That was the hand of the Lord holding on to me.
那个手是完全超过 Patrick Ewan 的大手。
And that hand was much bigger than Patrick Ewan.
Much warmer, 很暖和的。
And much warmer.
更加的有力量。
And full of strength.
弟兄姊妹，进入信心的祷告。
This is entering into the prayer with faith.
让主在你里面做的奇妙的工作。
Let the Lord do the miracle work.
每个人圣灵的经历不一样的。
Everyone has different experience in their life.
但是都是圣灵给我们的赏赐。
But that is all gifted from the Holy
Spirit. 是完全他做的。
All done by Him.
他不光是让我们今天能够经历在自我们能够经历到的东西。
Not only to allow us what we are experiencing.
我们一起来到主的面前的时候。
As we come before the Lord collectively.
就被主带到他的宝座面前。
And we were brought to the Lord's throne.
我们就要完全的甘心的顺服，信而顺服在主的里面。
We just need to believe and obey.
从前是我们是跟主很多很多要的东西。
A lot of things that we wanted from the Lord.
原来今天我们要最要的是主他自己的荣耀。
And actually, as the thing that we needed most is the glory of God.
我们要把荣耀归给他。
We need to give him the glory.
我们不再是祈求。
We are not asking anything.
不只是赞美。
And not only restricted to praising.
而是在生命里真实的敬拜他。
But it's using our life to worship him.
在这个山上的时候。
As on the mountain here.
摩西的手岂是只是祷告的手。
Moses were the hand representing praying.
摩西的手岂是主啊你来救我的手。
Moses' hand raised up to show that Lord, please come to save us.
摩西的手那个杖也是敬拜的杖。
And his arms is also showing the worship.
摩西的杖也是那赞美的杖。
And
在我们翻到下一页好吗？很可惜
，and unfortunately，
以色列人为自己要一个王。
Israelites want a king for themselves。
他们，神就选了扫罗给他们。
And Lord sent Saul to them。
扫罗是在这个。很小的一个族便雅悯。
And Saul is belong to this tribe of Benjamin.
里面很小型。
It's family.
他里面虽然个子高，心很胆小。
Love him.
扫罗是我们肉体的一个，好像是一个代表一样。
Saul represent our flesh.
我们好像很多的经历就像扫罗他自己的经历一样，两次犯罪。
Two times he sinned.
被主遗弃，离弃。
Abandoned by the Lord.
那第一次犯罪就是他做了他不该做的事情。
The first time he did something he's not supposed to.
他是王，不是祭司，不该去献祭。
He's king. He's not a priest. He's not supposed to give offerings.
第二次就是他该做的事情他没做。
Second time he did not do what he's supposed to do.
他应该毁掉亚玛利人，他没有去做完。
He was supposed to destroy the whole Amalekite, but he did not.
这不就是我们肉体吗？
Isn't that our flesh?
这不就是罗马书第七章所讲的我们的肉体吗？
And isn't that the same as the Bible says?
想做的义我们做不到。
Our flesh that we want to do things.
想做的善我们也做不到。
But we did not do the kind. That we are supposed to do.
不想犯的罪，我们偏要去做。
The thing that we did not want to do, we did it.
这就是我们。
This is us.
没有世界上没有一个很美好的肉体，一个很下贱的肉体。
And we all have this beautiful body.
Beautiful flesh.
A beautiful flesh.
无论是王子的肉体。
no matter as a prince，
还是乞丐的肉体
，or as a beggar，
还是基督徒的肉体
，as a Christian flesh，
都是可咒可诅的。
These are all curseable，
都该被钉在十字架上的。
All need to be nailed on the cross。
这里讲到扫罗在撒母耳记第一章十五到十五章八节里面讲到，扫罗和百姓却怜惜雅甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切的美物。
So in the first book of Samuel, chapter 15, verse 8, but Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, and the more valuable animals, the lambs, and everything that was good.
在这里面讲到他们征战没有结束的时候。
So here I talk about the story that the war did not end yet.
我看到美物了。
But they saw something good.
就停止了。
And they stopped.
急着去掳这些美物。
They were in a hurry to take all those precious goods.
就不再做主的工作。
And they stopped doing God's work.
这个雅甲不晓得他怎么用他的言语，或者他的献上的宝物，让扫罗里面变了心。
So we don't know what Agag has done or spoke so that Saul changed his heart.
那些百姓看到那些美善的财物，他们也是说我们留下来吧。
And the people saw all these good things and they spare these animals and good things.
这个扫罗虽然对撒母耳说我们惧怕百姓，所以来听从他们。
And Saul said that we were afraid of the people, so we spared these things.
一方面他可能真的惧怕。
And first, maybe he was really scared.
更重要的，他也喜欢。
But the more important thing is that he also liked these good things.
当他遇到别人给他一些的挑战的时候
，As he was being challenged.
当撒母耳借着神的名来质问他的时候
，And when Samuel questioned him, rebuked him through God's name.
他又躲起来了。
He hid.
哦，我怕他们。
And he was in fear.
都是他们的错。
It was their fault.
所以撒母耳对他的评论是什么
？So what is the judgment from Samuel?
悖逆。
That rebellion.
顽梗。
And he is in subordination.
你不爱主，你厌弃主。
And he did not love the Lord. He rejected the Lord.
有的时候。你发觉我们对我们里面的罪认识的不够。
So if you see that you do not understand the sin inside you，
我们承认自己是很软弱的。
We know that we are weak。
但是从来不敢说自己是悖逆的。
But we never say that we are rebellious。
我们承认自己有时候会犟几句嘴。
We know that we sin。
从来我们不敢说自己是顽梗的人。
But we never say that we are in subordination。
我们说自己不够爱主。
And we always said we don't love the Lord enough.
但是我们不承认自己，我们厌弃主的旨意。
But we would not say that we rejected the Lord's will.
愿主光照我们。
And may the Lord shine on us.
如果我们继续让像扫罗一样继续，他是犯罪的开始，他继续往前走的时候。
This is only the beginning of the sin of Saul as he walked down.
从前他是耶和华的受膏为王。
In the past, he was the anointed king of the Lord.
后来拉着撒母耳说：“你不要走啊，不要走啊。”
And then later on, he grabbed onto the Samuel, "Don't go, don't go."
免得我在百姓面前丢了。你跟我回来。
Please come back with me.
他变成了百姓的王。
He became the king of people.
他区别在哪里
？And what is the difference?
耶和华作王，他所靠的是他自己，是耶和华自己。
As he become, when Jehovah is the king.Jehovah count on Jehovah himself.
他来治理他神的百姓以色列。
And he ruled the people of Israel.
当他成为百姓的王的时候。
But when he became the people king.
他保全的是自己的王位。
Then he keep his throne.
他服侍的是他自己。
He served himself.
跟其他外邦的王没有任何的区别。
It has nothing difference with the other kings in other.
最后他跟大卫的关系。
And because of David,
跟他的儿子约拿单的关系
，and because of the relationship with his sons,
我们就可以看得到他的人生是悲剧再加上悲剧。
Then we see that his life is full of tragedies.
最后战死在疆场。
And at the end, he died in a battle.
也是悲剧，也是软弱。
It's also tragedies and weakness.
我们要小心这样的事。
And to be careful of something like this.
不能专顾自己。
Do not look only at yourself.
我们再往下一个。
And next slide.
第二个人物是莫迪凯。
And the second person is Mordecai.
在这里面圣经讲到，这是以后亚哈随鲁王抬举亚甲族哈米大的他的儿子哈曼，使他升高，唯独莫迪凯无贵不败。
And the Bible said, after these events, King Ahasuerus honored Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, but Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage.
有的时候我们读这段圣经，我们就觉得为什么哈曼那么坏？
Sometimes we are reading these verses and not understanding why Haman is so obedient.
那么坏。
Haman is so bad.
他莫迪凯不会不跪不拜就杀了他就完了吗？
So Mordecai do not bow down or pay homage, then kill him.
杀了全家就完了吗？杀了他全家就完了吗？
So kill his whole family.Isn't that the end?
他为什么要把整个以色列犹太人全部灭掉？
Why he wants to kill the whole Israelite?
这个莫迪凯他是做守卫的。
Mordecai is a guard.
他就拜嘛。他就拜嘛。
He can just bow down.
他拜波斯的王啊。
He can just bow the other king.
他为什么不拜哈曼？
And why he did not want to bow down to Haman?
Haman 从哪里来的？
Where did Haman come?
Haman 是谁？
Who is he?
你知道当时扫罗没有杀亚甲的时候，
When Saul did not kill Agag,
他不光是没有杀亚甲他自己，
He did not kill Agag himself.
他亚甲很多的家族的人可能都没有杀。
The whole family of Agag was spared.
如果你仔细读圣经的时候，
So if you read the Bible,
在撒母耳后那里面是撒母耳杀了亚甲。
It was Samuel who killed Agag.
他说你当时如何让这个为父的母亲私教儿子。
So at that time, how do you
let the mother lost their kids.
Let the mother lost their child.
我今天也让你的母亲失去她的儿子。
I'll let the mother of yours lose her child.
这句话你可以看到，扫罗除了留下亚甲之外，很多很多的人，包括他的母亲，他没有杀。
So you see that Saul spared other family.
但是几百年之后，到了今天。
So.Many hundred years later,
不晓得什么原因，这个亚甲族在那里撑大了。
We don't know how Agag family raised up.
那个亚甲，他那个整个亚玛利人，当时被扫罗已经打到一个几乎没有人了。
So Amalek was almost destroyed completely.
他的王也死了。
And the king died.
只有一点点了。
Only a few people left.
我们有时候把肉体就留了一点点。
So sometimes we keep our own flesh a little bit.
过一段时间，
And later,
这一点点的面酵就膨胀，
And it expanded.
在一个外邦的地方，
In the foreign land,
神在犹太人做工，
And God worked on the Israelites.
让他们强大，
Let them allow them to be strong.
同样的，魔鬼撒旦也在肉体，在亚甲族，在这个肉体里面做工。
But the Satan and the enemy are working on the flesh.
让哈曼强大。
And allow the Agagite.
今天我们回到这里，知道为什么哈曼一定要把神的子民全部除掉吗？
So do you understand now why God commanded to kill the whole tribe?
这个莫迪凯为什么看到哈曼他不跪不拜吗？
So why Mordecai do not worship or bow down to Haman?
莫迪凯是神的工作的代表。
Mordecai represents the work of God.
神的工作是不允许肉体有任何的参与。
the work of God do not allow any part of the flesh.
但是我们看莫德凯他自己。
And if you look at Mordecai himself,
他是我们生活服侍的榜样。
He is a sample of our service.
特别是在我们青年中服侍的榜样。
Especially at the service of the youth.
第一个，他里面有爱。
First, he has love.
他抚养他的叔叔的女儿。
He raised up the daughter of his uncle.
虽然他们是同辈的。
Even though they were at the same level.
但是他做他的算是堂妹的父亲。
But he became the father of his niece.
成为他的保护，他的 guardian.
And to protect and guard the niece.
也成为他的父。
And become her father.
前段时间，上周的时候跟几个主日学的老师分享。
So last week, we shared with a few Sunday school teachers.
在我们很多的孩子。
Their parents were not Christian.
虽然来这个主日学只有一个小时的时间。
Even though just 1 hour in the Sunday school.
在这个时候，我们这。你不光是他的老师，
Not only you are the teacher,
把主的话教导给他们，
to teach them Lord words,
更主要的要把他们从这个世界中把他拉出来。
And the most important thing is to pull them out of the world.
这个世界用各样的信息，各样的方法来攻击我们的孩子们。
And the world use a lot of different messages to attract
children. 你要成为他们的 guardian, 你要成为保护人。
But you need to be their guardian to protect them.
更重要的，你要有一个为父为母的心。
And also have this heart of being their parents.
虽然他们是其他弟兄姊妹的孩子。
Even though they are children of other brothers and sisters.
虽然是他们慕道友的孩子。
Or children of unbelievers.
但是那一个小时四十五分钟的时间。
But this 1 hour, 45 minutes.
你就是他的妈妈。
You are their mother.
你就是他的爸爸。
You are their father.
这个父母跟孩子在一起，不光是他们在见面的时候是父母。
The parents are meeting again, not only as their parents.
你不见面的时候，你要常常为他祷告。
As you did not see them, you have to pray for them.
你要了解这些孩子。
You need to understand these children.
不光是只是祷告。
Not just
pray. 而已。你要了解他。
You need to understand them.
你要对症下药。
You need to know how to treat them.
另外一点 ，teach.
And the other point is teach.
就是教导。
To teach.
他。对这个这个以斯帖的教导，就是你要隐藏。
And he taught Esther to hide.
你的 Esther 这个名字就是隐藏的意思。
Esther, this name means hidden.
她本来的名字叫哈大沙。
Her original name is
Hadassah.
Hadassah.
Hadassah. 她的意思是一个美丽的花。
That means a beautiful flower.
那他改名成Esther, 就是以斯帖。
But, and he changed her name to Esther.
是一个很有智慧的一个词。
It's such a word with wisdom.
在希伯来文里面 ,Esther 的意思就是隐藏。
So in Hebrew, Esther means in hidden.
在波斯文里面它的意思就是星星。
And in the Persian word, it means stars.
是一个很美的词。
It's so beautiful.
所以我们主圣灵在教导让我们在世上生活的时候
And as we live on this earth,
我们是藏在主的里面
We are in hidden, we are hidden in the Lord.
主也给我们智慧让我们知道在世界上的时候如何的生活
So give us the wisdom how to live in this world.
如何得到保护
And how to be protected.
你在公司里面可以做一个很高的职位
You can have a very high position in
the 好像一个星星一样
Like a star.
但是呢，主的生命是藏在你里面的。
But the Lord's life is hidden in you.
有时候他要用你的时候，你要在任何的时候为他发光。
And when the Lord needs to use you, you are going to shine out.
那在第三个就是相信。
And the third is to Trust.
当然是他莫迪凯完全的相信主。
And of course, Mordecai totally trusts the Lord.
在犹太人的历史上做了很多的决定，这是一个最挑战性、最 risky 的 risky 中文怎么说？最冒险的一个决定。
he made this most risky decision in the history of Israel.
就是把以色列人的这个犹太人的命运交在一个小小的姊妹的身上。
That is to put the life of the whole Israelite tribe into this hand of this girl.
他让他教导他，让他知道你自己的身份是怎么样子的。
And he taught her to know what is her status.
虽然在肉身的身份，你是一个皇后。
Even though you are queen in the eye of the world.
但是为什么神让你做皇后？
But why God put you in this position?
你不要忘了，你是犹太人。
Don't forget you are a Israel.
你是贝雅敏的后裔。
You are the descendants of Benjamin.
不要以为自我的保护能够救你。
Do not think that you are a queen and can save yourself.
因为魔鬼撒旦是无所不在的。
The evil is everywhere.
你就躲藏在石头洞里面，他也可以给你翻出来来攻击你。
No matter where you hide, the Satan can find you.
你能够做的就是靠着主来站立得住。
All you can do is to praise the Lord and
为你的民族征战。
And to fight for your tribe.
当然，这是主他自己的工作。
And of course, it's the work of the Lord Himself.
最后，主靠着他死而复活的大能。
And with the Lord's power of resurrection.
让书。那个肉体的哈曼被钉在十字架上。
That the Haman belonged to the flesh was crucified.
让犹太人得到了拯救。
And allowed the Israelites to be saved.
他们定了一个节日，就是普尔日。
And they have this new festival as the Purim.
Purim, yeah, 就是亚达月的十四号、十五号两天。
And that is the month of Adar, 14th and 15th.
就是按照以色列他的时间的，就是十二月十四号、十五号。
And that is the December 14th and 15th.
是我们公元的大概是二三月的时间。
And is about our calendar in February and March.
就是现在，就是现在的时候。
Oh, that is right now,
yeah.
Around this time.
Yeah. 这是亚达月，这个普尔日就是神拯救的意思。
And this Purim, day of Purim,
让本来他们死的，现在变成活了。
So that the one who was supposed to die is alive.
让仇敌，那个凶恶的仇敌攻击他们，却被耶和华的大能所吞灭。
And let the enemy who attacked them to be swallowed.
莫迪凯的见证，他自己就是他的见证。
And Mordecai's testimony is the testimony of the Lord.
他知道自己的身份。
He knew his position.
他无论是自己是个守卫，还是
，No matter he's a guard，
还是宰相
，or as the prime minister，
他都是主的人。
He is the people of the Lord.
他可以身居高位
，No matter he's in high status，
但可以完全的放弃。
But he can give up all of this.
当尼希米他们回去这个归回的时候，
so when Nehemiah returned to I was one of those leaders.
他不被世界的权势威吓而捆绑。
He was not bounded by the
爱弟兄姊妹。
And more importantly is that he loved brothers and sisters.
他常常为犹太人求好处。
He pleaded for the Israelites all the time.
只等到帮助尼希米。他们城墙又建造起来。
Until the time that Nehemiah built the wall.
你知道吗？这个以斯帖回家好好读。
So read this book of Esther.
它是这个以斯拉跟尼希米中间发生的一个故事。
So it's a story happened between the book, the other two books.
Yeah, 从神的殿被建起来到神的城被建起来中间发生的故事。
It's a story from the time that when the Lord's temple was built to the city of the Lord built.
这些故事里面有波斯的四个王。
There were four Persian emperors at that time.
有许多许多的人名。
Many, many different people.
值得我们好好的去学。
And is worthy of our time to learn.
但最重要，这一切是为了什么
？And the more important thing is, what are these for?
就是为了主的再来。
That is for preparing.
就是主的第一次来到这个世上。
is to prepare the Lord's return the first time.
就是为了我们现在正在查的马太福音第一章。
And that is for the just as the book of Matthew that we are reading now.
以色列要归回。
That the Israelites will return.
那些王、那些国都不在了。
All these emperors are gone.
历史都改变了。
History has changed.
但是历史要被主的再来重新来写。
But the history will be rewritten by the Lord.
摩迪凯要彻底也彻底对付肉体。
Mordecai will treat the flesh.
按照神，按照王的命令，他可以致死那些哈曼族的人。
According to the king's command, he can kill the whole tribe of Haman.
也可以掠夺他们所有的财物。
And to take away all their wealth.
但是他们没有拿他们一分钱、一块砖、任何的财物。
But none of the treasures were taken.
跟扫罗是鲜然的对比。
Is a totally contrast with Saul.
这是神十字架的工作。
And this is the work of the cross.
神十字架对付我们的从开始到末了都是一致的。
The work of cross from the beginning to the end is consistent.
就是亚当的被造。
And that is the creation of Adam.
不也难道是死而复活的工作吗？
Isn't that the work of resurrection?
亚当是泥土，是死的。
Adam was made from mud.
是没有生命的。
Without life.
当神的生气吹到他的鼻孔里面的时候。
But when God's breath breathed into him.
他就成了那个幽灵的活人。
Then he became a living man with spirit.
当末后的亚当为我们这个老肉体，为我们的旧造，为我们的罪钉在十字架上的时候。
So the end Adam died on the cross for us.
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from
death. 让我们这一群人成了有灵的新造的人。
Allowing to us to be a new person with spirit.
这也是十字架的工作。
And this is also the work of the cross.
第三个人。
And the third person.
我们再下一个。就是保罗他自己。
And that is Paul.
保罗他说我这是他在那个一个王面前所做的见证。
So Paul has this testimony before a king.
我差遣你们到他那里去，叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦权势归向神，又信我得蒙赦罪，叫和一切成圣的人同得基业，没有违背，我没有违背天上的意象。我中间空了一点点。
To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
从前保罗是扫罗的时候，
In the past when Paul was still Saul,
他第一次见到神的荣光，
He saw the light of God the first time.
就是斯提凡被杀的时候。
That is when Stephen was killed.
那时候斯提凡说我看见人子坐在他的宝座上。
So Stephen said, I saw the man of God sitting on the throne.
那时候斯提的眼脸脸面容就像天使的面容。
And his face turned to be like angel.
保罗扫罗那时候是个少年人。
Saul was still young at that time.
他看守那些杀斯提尔人那些凶徒的衣服。
He was guarding the clothes of those people who killed Stephen.
他不敢用石头去打他。
He was afraid.
我想今天我们看到任何一个凶杀这个场面，我们里面都会有惧怕。
So if we see homicide, we will be afraid nowadays.
但是他心里面却暗自的来承认这些人是做对的。
But he agreed with these people.
后来你发觉他心不断的来证明他自己是对的。
And then he tried to prove himself right.
证明他所学的是真的。
To prove that what he learned is correct.
就像第一个扫罗一样。
Just like the first Saul.
来保护自己的知识，自己的头脑，自己的尊严。
Protect his own pride, his own knowledge.
最后他变成一个凶杀的保罗。
And he became
扫罗。
He became the criminal who killed.
他把信主的人抓到监狱的里面。
he jailed the Christians.
把他们鞭打。
He whipped them.
把他们杀害。
He killed them.
把他们入狱。
He jailed them.
但是神的大光光照了他。
But the great light of God, enlightened him.
就得着了他。
And to, received him.
也拣选了他。
And chose him.
多年之后，他服侍主。
Many years later, he served the Lord.
最后在耶路撒冷里被捕。
Only later on arrested in Jerusalem.
我这后面这写几个词，这个一个是站在旁边欢喜。
I have this few description. One is he stand on the side to be joyful.
一个是我是法利赛人。
And another thing is that he is son of Pharisees.
第三个使人会复活的。
And as resurrection of the dead.
第四个是因从死里首先复活。
And the other term is to,
as the last one, as first. Okay, that's fine.
As first from the resurrection of the dead.
这是保罗在他被审的时候说的见证的最后的四句话。
When Paul was judged, he testified with these four, statements.
第一个是在他众民面前被那些以色列的百姓抓起来。
First, that he was taken among the Israelites.
他在他面前分辨。
He would try to argue.
他承认他的罪。
He admitted his sin.
第二个，他是在公会里面被审判。
And the second time he was judged in the synagogue.
他说我是法利赛人，按法利赛人的相信，我们是相信有死人复活这件事情。
And he said, I'm a Pharisee, so we believe resurrection from death.
第三个是在一个总督的面前。
And another time he was in front of
在菲利斯 Felix.
He was in Felix.
他说死人复活之后
will have judgment.
第三个他是在王的面前，第四个在王的面前。
And the fourth time he was in front of the king.
说这位复活的主耶稣必须要受害，而且他已经复活。
And he said, "This Lord will be persecuted, and he will resurrect from death."
保罗看见他越。
You can see courageous.
靠着什么
？What did he depend on?
靠着神复活的大能。
He depend on the power.
当时在主前侍奉。
This great, glorious shine on us.
除去我们一切的胆怯，除去我们一切的怀疑吗
？To remove all our weakness, all our doubts.
现在不是我们回归来建造耶路撒冷城墙的时候吗
？Isn't it time for us to return to build this Jerusalem?
现在不是我们恢复神见证。把自己荣耀旨意的时候吗
？Isn't it time for us to testify the Lord's glories?
耶稣说：“爱惜生命的，就要世上生命。”
Jesus said, "Who care about the life will lose it."
在世上恨恶生命的，就要保存生命到永生。
And the serve me will.Have to follow me.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
Where I am, the person who serves me need to be there.
若有人服侍我，我的父就必尊重他。
And those who serve me, my Lord, my heavenly Father will be with him.
这句话说的时候是希腊人来找耶稣的时候，耶稣跟他的门徒讲的。
This is the time when the Lord was persecuted and
就是在这个最不可能的一群人的里面。
And he was among the people who are impossible.
什么是希腊人？就是外邦人。
They were all pagans.
就是我们。
We are those.
如果有人要服侍我，他就要跟从我。
If those who need to serve me have to follow me.
我的父要尊重他。
My heavenly Father will guard.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里面一同的侍奉主。
Brothers and sisters, as we serve the Lord together.
父都尊重人。
And the people loved by the Lord.
我何等需要彼此的尊重。
So how much we have to respect each other.
因为我们都是主重价所买来的。
Because we are all bought in a great price.
还有一次，耶稣看到撒玛利亚人从城里出来的时候。
One time when Jesus saw a Samaritan.
那群犹太人所鄙视的。
And these are people who were pagans.
他对他的门徒说。
But Jesus told his disciples.
那人撒种，这人收割，这句俗话是不错的。
Someone sow and someone harvest.
我猜你们去收你们没有劳苦的。
I sent you out to harvest what you did not work on.
别人劳苦的，你们来收割。
Other people had worked on and you come to harvest.
我每次来到主的服侍主，能够跟随主是一个很荣耀的事情。
I feel such a glory to be able to serve the Lord.
我从来我是个很懒的人。
I'm such a lazy person.
但是主满足我这个很懒的人的需求。
The Lord satisfy me as a lazy.
因为每次我们在这里服侍都是收割的时候。
Every time we come to serve, we are harvesting.
你以为你辛苦了，劳撒种了？你以为你浇灌了？你以为你栽种了
？You think you sow, you irrigations, and you planted it?
但是每次聚会都是我们收割的时候。
Every time we gather is the time of harvesting.
每次聚会都是看到主工作的时候。
Every time we gather, we see the work of God.
可能今天我们看到一个大，看不到一个大量的收割。
We did not see a huge harvesting.
但是田间的禾穗你可以捡得到的。
But you can glean what's left.
我们要何等要感谢主。
We have to thanks the Lord.
我们翻到最后一个。最后一个 part。我想我给大家有些建议。
So I have this suggestion.
因为这不是一个我们只是在说一说讲一讲。
So it's not something that we just discuss.
如何用在我们的生活的里面。
How does it apply to our life?
第一个，我觉得我们疫情这么久的时间，大家在家里憋得都很久。
So first is during this pandemic, we stayed home for a long time.
慢慢的开春了。
And now it's springtime.
我希望大家能够出门走一走。
I hope everyone can start walking outside.
你不需要花很多的钱，你只要在外面看看神的大自然。
You don't need to spend money. You just need to look at the nature that God created.
开我们的心眼。
Open our inner eyes.
就像这个亚伯拉罕。
Just like Abraham.
征战之后。
After the war.
他在帐幕里面。
In his tent,
神呼叫他，说亚伯拉罕，你出来。
God called him, Abraham, come out.
你观看我手所造的天。
Look at the creation, the sky that I created.
你看天上的星。
The heavenly stars.
海边的沙。
The sand by the sea.
全是你的。
These are yours.
你脚所踏的路全是你的。
All the way that you stepped on.
不光是亚伯拉罕要得一个一子，就是以撒。
Not only Abraham is receiving one son, the Isaac.
借着以撒带出基督来。
Through Isaac, Christ was born.
对亚伯拉罕的应许是众子，神的众子是给他的。
So all the children are given to Abraham.
我们要晓得圣经，明白神的大能。
We have to understand the Bible, understand the power of God.
有时候我们觉得，哦，我们就像海里的，海边的一个沙一样。
Sometimes we feel like we are one of the little sand by the sea.
是在亚伯拉罕的应许的里面。
Is one of those promise of Abraham.
就像我们的聚会，就像天上的一个星一样，在 New York 在这里为他发光。
And our gathering is like one of the stars hanging and shining in the sky.
弟兄姊妹们，给亚伯拉罕的应许是给你给我的应许。
But brothers and sisters, the promise to Abraham is also to us.
我们打开我们的眼睛，看神的创造。
open our eyes to see the creation of God.
天上的众星是你的。
All the stars in the skies.
海边的众沙是你的。
All the sands by the sea belongs to you.
不光是我们，只是那一个星一颗沙。
We are not just one star or one.
那个应许是你的，是我的。
But these are all yours.
是给我们 Newark 教会的。
Is belong to the church of
Newark. 是给他在这个世上挣扎，被魔鬼撒旦弄得真是支离破碎的教会的。
It belongs to the church persecuted on the world.
我们需要圣灵把他这复活的大能把我们聚集起来。
We need this resurrected life to gather us.
来宣称主的得胜。
So that we can overcome.
还有第二个建议就是爱。
And the second recommendation.
如果我们在这世上没有爱的话，
If we don't have love in this world,
就像响的锣，鸣的拔一样。
So it's just like a sound instrument.
外面很大声音。
Making loud noise.
里面没有东西。
But nothing inside.
要爱。
We need to love.
第四个，看万事如粪土。
And the third is to consider all things as rubbish.
具体一点就是看我们的肉体如粪土。
And to be more practical is to see our own flesh as rubbish.
圣灵的工作不光是把神的话、食物供应给我们，让我们吃进去。
God gave His word to us to feed us.
就像我们吃食物，除了吃营养品之外，还要吃高纤品。
Just like we not only eat food, we have to eat nutritious food.
Also high fiber.
Oh, and high fiber foods.
那为什么要高纤？高纤人是不能吸收的。
Why we have to take high fiber food is hard for us to digest.
高纤就是让这些食物的残渣可以痛痛快快地排出去。
But high fiber will help bring the unnecessary food in our intestine out.
弟兄姊妹，如果你心里面还有恼恨，还有抱怨，还有很多很多那些我们属灵成长食物的 byproduct 副产品。
So in you, if you still have complaint, unsatisfaction, any byproduct,
不要放在肚子里面，不让它出去。
Do not keep it inside your belly.
让它出去。
Let it out.
让它。
Let it flush out of your body.
你知道最近我们家换厕所。
You know, recently we changed our toilet.
那旧的厕所冲是这样子。
So the old toilet uses a lot of water.
Yeah, 冲转转转不没有了。
So the old toilet just keep turning and it did not work.
新的厕所是砰没有了。
And the new toilet worked much better and it just flushed clearly.
我们那些杂质出去了，你会不会回头再看一看到底是怎么冲的？
All this dirty thing flushed into the toilet.
Let it go.
So we let it go.
冲掉。
Let it flush out.
向着标杆直跑。
And to press towards the goal.
要得着我们基督要得着我们的。
And to receive the Lord as He wished.
我们有很多很多未得之地。
There are so many things that we have not achieved.
就是他主自己，我们很多很多，他的对我们来说还是奥秘，我们还不明白。
There are so many mysteries of the Lord that we don't understand.
我们需要一起得着。
We need to understand it together.
没有一个人要落后的。
If one person is lagging behind.
弟兄姊妹要刚强。
Brothers and sisters have to be strong.
要壮胆。
And you need to be courage.
抓住主自己。
To grab onto the Lord Himself.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's have prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
把这些破碎的话语放在你的里面。
To give this broken word into you.
主啊，愿你圣灵在我们里面做工。
May the Holy Spirit work in us.
愿你让弟兄姊妹在新的一年的里面。
May all the brothers and sisters in this new
year. 能够忘记背后的。
To forget the past.
努力面前的。
And press on to the future.
向着标杆直跑。
And to press towards the goal.
让你的爱来充满我们。
So that your love will fill us.
让你的圣灵来激励我们。
So your spirit encourage us.
让我们能够顺服在主你自己的面前。
So that we can be obedient.
我们跑当跑的路。
And we run the road we are supposed
to. 守当守的道。
And we keep the truth as we are supposed to.
愿荣耀都归给你。
May all the glories belong to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.